From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is filmmaker Julie Wyman. Hey, Julie.
Hi there.
Julie is the director and producer of the documentary, The Tallest Dwarf. The film is about her dwarf identity in the Little People community. And this documentary is part of the San Francisco International Film Festival, which you can see it on April 26th at the Premier Theater in San Francisco and on April 27th at BAMFA in Berkeley. And it's really good and really, really interesting. And right now, we're going to hear Julie's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay. First up is the film Life After at the Roxy Theater. This documentary focuses on the controversies and issues around assisted dying. In 1983, a disabled California woman named Elizabeth Bouvia stirred debate for seeking the right to die. She was quadriplegic and she was young. She was 28. So years later, Elizabeth disappeared from the public, and disabled filmmaker Reed Davenport seeks to find out what happened to her and why this topic is still relevant today. Julie, that is deep, and it's history and social issues. Talk about why you chose this film.
Reed is an amazing artist, and this film, there's a real like urgency to it. It's speaking about laws that are being decided now in Canada, and the way we talk about disability, the way it's being talked about right now in our country too. Who gets to decide what medical choices we make, including right to die? Whose choices are those? It's sort of like urgent, and he approaches it all with such a personal and accessible approach where you get to go with him on his research process. It's an amazing film.
It always goes back to our bodies and our rights. So that's interesting, right? That's the film Life After at the Roxy Theater on May 31st. Your next pick is Kinematic Kinesthetic at the Exploratorium in San Francisco. And this performance, both disabled and non-disabled dancers use technology to enhance their movements, such as robotic legs and telescoping crutches. Axis Dance Company produced this event, and they aim to make dance more inclusive. Julie, this sounds really cool. Tell us more.
I'm so excited to go see this. I love that it's at the Exploratorium, too. Their dance is incredible. It's like this whole different set of like dance technique that they invented that is a mixture of disabled dancers, non-disabled, but disabled, lots of different kinds of disabilities, and incredible movement. So please go see this. It is just going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. I mean, just the name itself has a lot of rhythm. That's Kinematic Kinesthetic at the Exploratorium in San Francisco. Mark your calendars to go see it on May 8th and May 10th. And your final pick is the film festival CAMFest in San Francisco. CAM stands for the Center for Asian American Media, and they amplify and present diverse Asian American stories. CAM is the nation's largest showcase for films from Asian Americans, and they feature documentaries, short films, and Q&A presentations with artists from the film industry. Julie, what are you looking forward to at this event, or just why did you pick it?
I picked it because the programming is so dynamic and exciting, this mix of Asian and Asian American filmmakers and stories. I'm just excited about the whole collection, and also the fact that they have sort of an industry pitch for filmmakers, which I think audience members can go see. I'm going to bring my students from UC Davis on a field trip to see some films and meet with some of the filmmakers. And I'm just really excited to be there and to share it with my students.
That's the Film Festival CAMFest in San Francisco, and it runs from May 8th to the 11th. I've been speaking with filmmaker Julie Wyman. Watch her documentary, The Tallest Dwarf, on April 26th at the Premier Theater in San Francisco and on April 27th at BAMFA in Berkeley. To learn more about any of the things you heard today, visit KALW.org. And And for more arts coverage, you can listen to The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darden.